We are so excited that you've tuned in today. This is going to be a really special episode. We have lots and lots to share. We have an opportunity to talk about a new location for Natalia, new ways that we're able to now treat all of our patients far and wide, if you will. And we're also going to review our faves and our highlights of our last 18 episodes. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Hello, thank you for listening to Thyroid Hair Loss Connection podcast, a science-based, honest, candid conversation about how your thyroid affects your hair. You will learn practical solutions to hair growth, healing your thyroid, and balancing hormones with holistic nutrition approach and the latest treatments. Your hosts, me, Natalia Sanzo, a registered dietitian, aka Nashville Thyroid Expert, and Kimberly Vaughn, a board-certified trichologist, hair loss specialist, and coach. To stay up to date on the latest topics, make sure to subscribe to our channel. We also cannot do this without you. Send us a question to the link below and tune in each week for the answers. Now, let's head to the show.
So, as I said, you have tuned in to one of our favorite episodes, and I know you're going to love it. Natalia and I are going to talk a little bit about a couple of our favorite episodes over the last season. I can't believe we have actually been recording for a little over 3 months, and now this is our 18th episode. We thank so much to you, to the studio that helps us produce, which is New Hope Studio. And we certainly couldn't do it without our major producer, Sutton. He cheers us on, encourages us, tells us to stop, helps us with sound in the background. So we know that you have a great listening experience, and we've really, really enjoyed it. And so I'm going to start today. Okay, Natalia?
Absolutely.
All right.
Takeaway.
So I think one of my top favorites has been our number two episode, which is Hair Loss Thyroid Fundamentals. I think more than anything, I loved this episode because I feel like it really gave the listener an opportunity to understand what we're doing with this podcast, the basis of who we are and why we want to do this. Then it dove into the thyroid gland, right? And 101, I mean, I didn't even know that the thyroid was the smallest gland in our body. And as Natalia, as you so nicely called it, you know, is like the wonder thyroid, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it controls all. So I loved that. Then we talked a lot about thyroid disorders, right? Is it hypo or hyper? You know, and Natalia, you just have such great insight. And with your personal experiences and it taking 5 years for you to finally get a handle on everything, you know, I really loved that particular episode. You know, listeners, I don't know if you know this, but Natalia and I are a little bit of AAA type personalities. And so we go back and we listen to these podcasts before we release them. And a lot of times, you know, Sutton will say, oh, it's great. Everything sounds good. And then we're like, no, I think we need to change this line, or I think we need to make an adjustment. So it's really been a learning experience as we've gone through this. And then I think lastly on that particular episode, you know, the signs and the symptoms. I mean, it was so great because, you know, the telltale signs. I mean, what's going on with your body temperature, right? Are you hot? Are you cold? Is your weight increasing? Are you losing weight? That's an indication. Could you have hypo? Could you have hyperthyroidism, right? Then most importantly is what is happening to your hair? Is it breaking? Are you having balding areas? Is the shedding picking up? Is the hair becoming a different texture? Do you see little frontal hairs in the hairlines and you can't really tell, you know, are those hairs growing? Are they breaking off? What's happening to them? So I don't know. I love that particular episode along with all of them, but that stands out to be one of my favorites.
It was definitely a great episode that set the foundation, not only for this podcast, but for the knowledge that we build on. So I think what I would suggest to our listeners that are just coming in and maybe only listened to the last few episodes is to go back and to listen episode number 2, because it's very important for you guys to understand exactly what problem you have, because if you know the problem, you know how to treat it. So yes, Kimberly, I agree with you. That was a great episode. And you know, just to talk about podcast, this last 3 months, they have been challenging for us, right? Because we've never done anything like this, but we want to take care of our audience and our clients better, and to get that information and education out there. So I think this has been a great, challenging, but also rewarding experience for you and I. And I've learned so much from you, and I hope our listeners feel the same. So I think we're all, three of us, Kimberly, me and listeners, it's like a triangle. Mm-hmm. We're all learning. We're not just sitting here providing education. If you ask what one of my favorite episodes was, it was episode number 7. It's Best Diets for Hashimoto's. And I think it was, I think we had one of the more downloads for that episodes than almost any episodes. And I think it's because there's so much misinformation and confusion. Oh, yes. Confusion online. So people, when they saw that title, they're like, okay, let us get to the bottom of it. So we kind of summarized, went over 6 diets. I summarized each one of them and gave pros and cons of following those diets. And I just had such a good response on my Instagram community, All Purpose Nutrition, and just people responded very well.
Well, and the other thing there too is that for any of the listeners, this happens to be the first episode that you're listening to, remember, this is what Natalia does, every day, all day long, is create these diets and help you understand the best diet for you. Also helping you to stay the course. Remember, she's a lot easier to work with and she's a lot more gentle stepping into diets. I have a tendency to be, look, if you want your hair loss to stop, if you want the breakage to stop, you need to stop eating, drinking, or not taking X, Y, and Z on day one. So she is definitely going to be able to provide you with the map and the way to go with a perfect diet.
Well, thank you, Kimberly, for that. I'm definitely, I'm looking at it long term, a sustainable plan, because you can't just quit something cold turkey. We all still want to enjoy a glass of wine at the end of the night, and go to a restaurant and be able to enjoy all the foods that we want to enjoy. So I do my best to incorporate the new diet, either it's for Hashimoto's, thyroid, or for hair loss. I try to incorporate this new plan into your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. We don't try not to take anything away. So this is kind of the whole episode. The episode number 7 was all about that. Kimberly, what was your next favorite episode?
This was a toss up because we've had so many great guests. And again, we're just getting started, right? I mean, this is just season 1. Every time I think about this, I think about some of my son's favorite shows on Netflix, and some of them have seasons through 15. And I'm thinking, I hope our listeners don't get as tired of listening to us as some of the Netflix or the Marvel shows that I get tired of watching with my son, but they're still fun. But I have to say that the episode number 8, The Perfect Storm, Jonna's recount of the last 9 months of her journey, beginning with her alopecia areata triggers and the balding areas that she experienced, then moving into seeing all of the hair loss due to her androgenic predisposition, And then trying to figure out what was going on and why she didn't feel well. And then ding, 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 all the tests that you offered and that we provided on the hair analysis, it triggered that she had a thyroid, a little bit of dysfunction, right? I mean, I think she had mentioned that you had diagnosed her with a sluggish thyroid. Mm-hmm. So I just feel that it really encompassed so many areas of concern. And you know, Jhana is a classic of probably 90% of the individuals that we see in our clinic. And she doesn't know where to turn. She's been to her general practitioner. She's been to a dermatologist. She's tried to look online and to find things that would help her. You know, I think at one time she told me she had spent $2,500 on shampoos that, you know, she had purchased at Google, off of Google or through a hair salon or somewhere. And but it's a common story. And she just did such an amazing job opening up, being vulnerable, sharing with our community. I mean, that everything that had happened to her. So I can't thank her enough for that. She was just phenomenal. And I loved that episode.
Yes, it was definitely a great episode. We love hearing success stories like this from our clients. And she was so nice to share everything that she did step by step with our listeners, stuff that helped her. So yes, thank you so much. And guys, if you're listening and you want to be on our podcast, just send us a note, email us, just whatever. It doesn't matter. We'll just, or either send us a question that we will cover in one of our episodes, or if you want to be on our podcast, just shoot us a message.
That's right. Oh, we would love it. Natalia, you know, I know we were going to go into a couple of more fave episodes here, but I just have to get you to share your news. I mean, you have worked so hard at this opportunity, and I thought it would be really great if we take this moment and you just share a little bit with the listeners what's getting ready to happen with you this next week.
So this next week, and right now we're approaching August 2022, and I'm about to have a grand opening of my new office location here in Franklin, Tennessee. Now, the great thing is that I will still be working remotely with all of my clients because you guys reach out to me from all over the world. I mean, I have clients or a client in Bali. So I love that I have a reach all over the world, but I really want to serve my community here in Nashville, Tennessee. So I'm very excited about opening up this office, opening up doors for you guys, because I love meeting people in person and having that truly one-on-one conversation. And, you know, because Kimberly and I are here in Nashville, Tennessee, we work together so closely. We spent up to an hour last week talking about our mutual client, because we know that this hair loss, thyroid, all that stuff, treatment is so complex. It takes a village. It takes two of us at least, with our, you know, medical doctor and everybody else to treat you guys. So like I said, I'm very excited. And if you're in somewhere in Tennessee or you would like to take a road trip and come visit me at my office, I would love to meet you in person.
And we certainly will work with Natalia's schedule, or vice versa. So if you are an individual who's experiencing only Hashimoto's or any form of thyroid condition, or you love this opportunity of some of the testing that she has, as well as the HPI Hair Partners Clinic also, don't hesitate to reach out to us. And if you are going to be in our area, we will do everything in our power to try to coordinate and accommodate your schedule, whether it is in person, online, or however you would like to do it. We're excited to be here. We're excited to be working together through these opportunities that you provide to share with us what your complications are regarding your hair loss and your thyroid.
Okay, guys, we did mention that we are taking a short break before we launch into season two. So this means that this episode is our season finale or season one finale. The season two will come in with new guests, new topics, and new office openings for both of us, you know, for Kimberly and I.
And the other thing that's so important is just because we're taking a short break and you might not hear or see a new posting for a couple of weeks, do not hesitate at all in reaching out to us. If you look below the podcast, there are links for both Natalia's clinic as well as for ours. Also, there are URLs listed for our website, for HPI Hair Partners website. And as you'll see, once you get there, our services are extremely vast, and so we're able to help you across many of areas of hair loss, hair thinning, and also scalp conditions. Trichology is such a broad area of study, even though it's very niched and very myopic, but that is what we're here to do, and we do a good job of it, and we're going to take really great care of you, whether you are here in Nashville, whether you are out of the country or out of the state. We're going to miss you, and again, we want to give kudos to our producer Sutton and the New Hope Studios. We couldn't have done this without them, and we wish you a great few weeks, and we'll be back soon.
Absolutely. And to kind of just to celebrate our season one finale, guys, please leave us a rating and review for this podcast. We would love to hear from you. And thank you for being a part of Thyroid Hair Loss Connection community. And have a great day.